Well, hopefully everyone in the world knows the show, you know, because there was a great movie made, Note 2 of the show. It's very, very popular. But basically, Chicago tells the story of Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly, well, Velma is a vaudeville player who kills her husband, and Roxy is a vaudeville wannabe who ends up killing her lover.
Mm-hmm. And this was a very popular production, and it still is on many levels.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the day after our show closes, the current Broadway production becomes the second longest running show in Broadway history.
Really?
Yep. It takes the crown from Cats.
Well, you said basically that it is one of the most popular productions out there, and that's always something I like to ask the directors and those putting these shows on, is when you do something that is as well known as this production, what do you do to try to maintain the faithfulness so the audience will see what they're expecting to see, but also still put that creative stamp on it?
That is an interesting twist. We've come up with a concept, which I won't divulge, but of how the show evolves, that's a little bit different than usual. But to try and stay traditional, the choreography is very much based on the original Bob Fosse choreography. Mm-hmm. Jill Grunstrom has done a brilliant job of giving it the Fosse feel without cribbing it exactly. So
it's going to be familiar, but they'll still have a few little things.
Oh, it's definitely fresh.
To it. Well, Erin Restiner with us. She's playing Roxy, one of the lead characters in the production. And Erin, let's talk a little bit about that from the standpoint of doing a well-known character like this. What do you try to bring to it that makes it a little interesting and different?
Sure. Well, you have so many wonderful, iconic women that have played this role in the past. So I think that is intimidating a little bit, but also very inspiring. So I think I've just really tried to look at what those women have done and then take some of that, kind of, you know, steal some of what their work. Mm-hmm. And but on top of that, bring my own set of skills into it as well. So it's been a really interesting challenge.
And this also for you as a production is kind of important in your training and your experience at Northern.
Yeah, it is. This is actually my senior capstone in the Northern Theater program. And this is a partial completion of my senior capstone. And on top of that, I have to do some other various work. But yeah, this is my last performance at Northern. So mm-hmm. This one's pretty special for me.
Well, it seems also that with a production like this, there's a lot going on than beyond just a little bit of, a bit of acting. I mean, this is a full-on musical. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, well, I guess right now I'm feeling maybe a little exhausted, but on top of that...
well, thank you for coming in on a Monday morning of opening week
no
for 7:30.
Problem.
We
happy
appreciate that.
Happy to be here. But it's a lot of work. Obviously, I don't think anyone in this cast would deny the amount of work that we've put in. However, it's also really exhilarating to be able to do kind of the triple threat work in, you know, form of dancing, acting, and singing, mm-hmm. and really honing on all of those three things.
Is that where your interest lies in this, or is this something you're trying and developing as just a skill to have in the skill set, so to speak?
Well, I'm a theater major, mm-hmm. so this is something that I've been working towards my 4 years at Northern. However, I don't intend on pursuing an acting career after I graduate. I'm actually hoping to work with youth in a like small community, similar to Marquette.
Okay.
So that's kind of my dream, is more of the teaching and directing side of everything.
Sounds good. Walt Lindla in the studio with Marty Martello. He's the associate director, and Erin Restiner. She is playing the character of Roxy in the production of Chicago at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of NMU. Let's get right into the details of the run. What is the run at the theater?
We open on Wednesday, so we have shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening at 7:30, and then we have a matinee at 2?
Yeah, I think so.
Two on Saturday.
It's a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, yeah, 2
yeah,
o'clock.
Saturday afternoon matinee, yeah. And tickets, NMU Easy Tickets, I'm assuming,
yep,
box office.
Absolutely, box office, the mm-hmm. Dome, online, all those good places. Any NMU Easy Tickets outlet.
I do believe we've also got some on our shopping show. If you'd like to check that out, you can go to upbargains.com. Let's talk a little bit about this production. I mean, this is a grand scale musical. Marty, what's some of the numbers in terms of the cast that's in it, and dancers and musicians, the whole bit?
Well, surprisingly, as big as the show is, the cast is smaller than you might think. There's
really
21, 20.
That's still pretty good size.
Oh, it is.
I know.
But it is the hardest working ensemble in any musical. I mean, everybody that's in the ensemble basically should be billed as a principal, because they all have a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And it's fun that way. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, you'll see people in virtually every scene, and they're, as I said, quote, just the ensemble, but there's no such thing as just the ensemble in this, right, in this show.
Well, what's that been like for you, Aaron, in terms of with this large production, I mean, decent-sized production and cast and everything? You're carrying a good portion of the lead ball, so to speak, but what's it been like for you?
Well, working with everybody has been a real pleasure. We just have a lot of college students, but also some community members, and everyone that is in our cast and or in our staff and everything are just pros. So we come to rehearsal and we're ready to work. And I think that, you know, in a show like this, you have to be that focused, mm-hmm, and you have to be really ready to just dive in. We've spent so much time on choreography and those kinds of things, that to pull off the big numbers and the big show. So it's exciting, and you know, it's great working with this cast. They're just really all very fantastic.
Well, why should folks come out and see the show? What can they expect, and what will they see?
Oh gosh, this show. what to say about the show? Well, it's really wild, and it's like ruckus and fun, and it's just going to be a treat for the eyes, hopefully the ears as well. But it really is a spectacle, the whole, mm-hmm, show. We dance almost constantly in this show, and I think that's really a treat to see, as well as just the characters are so funny, and the show is so wild that I just think it's just going to be really fun at the theater.
It sounds like a great production. Again, Marty, what is the run, and how can folks get tickets?
Yep, we open on Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. Saturday, we also have a matinee at 2. Tickets are available at all Easy Tickets outlets, including the Dome, the box office, online. Sure. So,
at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of NMU. Marty Martello with us this morning, the associate director, and Aaron Resteiner. She is portraying Roxy in the production of Chicago at NMU. Thanks for your time this morning. Break a leg.
Hey, thanks for having us.